Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
I am sure you have heard this song many times before. In fact, you may even have sung this song yourself many times. Happy birthday to you.Is probably the song most often sung in the world, but few people know of its beginnings. This song was made by two sisters from Kentucky a little over 100 years ago. Mildred Hill, a school teacher, composed the melody, and her younger sister Patty Hill wrote the words to it.The original lyrics were different from those of Happy Birthday to You. The title of the original song was Good Morning to All, and it was sung as a song of classroom greetings. It was published in a school songbook in 1893. New versions of the song came out in 1924, including Happy Birthday to You.You may be surprised to hear that it is now sung somewhere in the world every minute of every day. There is something a little sad about this story. Although the song has become a big favorite everywhere in the world, the sisters received almost no recognition for their great contribution to the world.A certain company registered a copyright of Happy Birthday to You in 1935, and its value is now estimated at $5 million. The sisters are believed to have received little money from their song. Mildred died in Chicago, Illinois in 1916 without knowing that her melody would become the world's most popular song.Patty died in New York in 1946. Don't you think we should be more grateful to the sisters for what they have left us? We sing this song to celebrate a happy occasion for people we love. Can you think of any better ways to express so much of our feelings to them with so little effort? Listen again.I am sure you have heard this song many times before. In fact, you may even have sung this song yourself many times. Happy Birthday to You is probably the song most often sung in the world, but few people know of its beginnings. This song was made by two sisters from Kentucky a little over 100 years ago. Mildred Hill,A school teacher composed the melody, and her younger sister, Patty Hill, wrote the words to it. The original lyrics were different from those of Happy Birthday to You. The title of the original song was Good Morning to All, and it was sung as a song of classroom greetings. It was published in a school songbook in 1893.New versions of the song came out in 1924, including Happy Birthday to You. You may be surprised to hear that it is now sung somewhere in the world every minute of every day. There is something a little sad about this story. Although the song has become a big favorite everywhere in the world,The sisters received almost no recognition for their great contribution to the world. A certain company registered a copyright of Happy Birthday to You in 1935, and its value is now estimated at $5 million. The sisters are believed to have received little money from their song.Mildred died in Chicago, Illinois in 1916 without knowing that her melody would become the world's most popular song. Patty died in New York in 1946. Don't you think we should be more grateful to the sisters for what they have left us? We sing this song to celebrate a happy occasion for people we love. Can you think of any better ways to express so much of our feelings to them with so little effort?